Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to the one and only Bill O'Reilly here to see his take on this and to see how much Bloomberg background he has. Hey, Bill, welcome in. Thanks for joining us here again today.
Is it morning? What time is it? My God. You're the only guy I get up for it, Dom. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm going to put that in a promo. That's pretty good.
There you go.
Bill, I can't picture you. I picture you with Trump. You know, you're able to go to a ball game with him at all. I can't see you sitting at a ball game with Michael Bloomberg, though, in your time, you know, at Fox and with him as a major player. How much Bloomberg interaction have you ever had?
I did attend a dinner party at Barbara Walters's home in Manhattan, and Bloomberg sat next to me. And I think she did that to entertain the other guests, Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all hoi polloi.
Right.
And Bloomberg and I mean, we got along okay. It was pretty funny in the sense that he was a straight man and I would, you know, jab him a little bit because at that time he was mayor of New York City. He's not as stiff and starchy as he appears in public, but he's certainly not a warm and fuzzy guy like I am.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the warmest and fuzziest imaginable.
But, that's me.
You know, Bill, last night I realized the field, and I was thinking, what would I advise him to do? We had a caller today that said, why didn't he push back on stop and frisk and say it saved lives? I don't think you can do that with Democrats. He doesn't strike me. Now, he actually has some experience. He doesn't have the ability that you would have, or Trump would have. If you're going to go that route, you really have to get in their face and say they would rather have a murder rate to be politically correct. I can't see him on that stage doing that.
Look, whoever Bloomberg is paying to advise him should be fired today. Unless Bloomberg is incapable of articulating what has happened in his own life. And I'm going to give you two very stark examples. People should go to BillO'Reilly.com right now and read my message of the day, because I go over this in detail. I'll just give you the headline. When he had to know he was going to be attacked on being anti-women and anti-black. He had to know that, right? Everybody in the country knew that
exactly.
He was going to be attacked. So as soon as Warren, who was desperate, turned to him and started lambasting him, he just looks at her and goes, Senator, do you know in the urban centers in America, what percentage of violent crime victims are black? Do you know? Now, that puts Warren on the defensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't know or doesn't care, probably the latter. It's 90%. In Philadelphia, violent crime victims, people of color, 90%. You stay away from the perpetrators. You go to the victims right away. Now, that takes Warren's issue right out of her. Right, boom, gone. Because she doesn't care about the victims of color. Doesn't care. That's how you can turn it on them. As far as the anti-woman stuff, all he had to do was go, I ran a large corporation. Every single corporation in this country has litigation concerning employees. Everyone. And they either take it to court or they settle. And if you settle, that means that the employee agrees to settle, whatever it may be. That's the system. It's a contract. It's been going on since 1776. So what's the beef?
Well, I'll give you the beef. We want to know, will you release these women? What do you say to that? They would like to speak out and tell what it was like in Bloomberg headquarters.
Then all you do is very calmly say, then we don't have any contracts anymore. I can't make any contracts My corporation and every other corporation can't make a contract with an employee ever again because it means nothing. The paper means nothing. And that was chaos. That would be chaos.
Bloomberg,
and that's all.
Bloomberg, Bill, set up something that I thought was tremendous, a tremendous line. But then I don't know if it's his technique or his advisors. He allowed Bernie to put him on the defensive. He had Bernie saying, isn't it a great country? Can't you say it's a great country where the most famous socialist is a millionaire, multimillionaire, with three homes? And Sanders somehow or another pushed him back that he was evading taxes. I just didn't get
right.
it.
Sanders is all about attack.
Right.
So what you have to do with Sanders, and I do it, I think, fairly effectively on BillO'Reilly.com and on my radio broadcast, is you have to tell the truth about the man. Don't care what he says. Look, Bernie Sanders is so dangerous and so irresponsible that he gets up there and he waves his arms like a windmill, sounding like Fidel Castro. That's exactly, if you look at Castro's speeches and mannerisms, Bernie Sanders looks exactly like him. And this week, Sanders promised in a nation of 330 million people not only to pay for all your health care, but your dental, your eyeglasses, your if you have a hearing aid, your elder care, your pre-K, your child care, and free college. You can't pay for that. There isn't enough money on earth to pay for 330 million people's everything. Just say it. He's a liar. He's lying. He's making promises that can't possibly be kept. That's how you blow him out of the water, because he is lying. Now, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's not smart enough to know. And then you look at him and you go, you've been in the Senate for whatever it is, 18 years. You have passed no bills, not one bill. And I'm sitting there going, they give him a pass because they're afraid of his crew. The Democratic candidates are afraid of the Bernie bros. They don't want to be ripped up on Twitter. They don't want to be attacked. So he's intimidated the whole field. And that's why he's ahead. Because Americans have no idea what a charlatan this man is and how dangerous he is.
Well put. China is the thing I was dying to have them ask Bloomberg particularly about, Bill. But they don't seem to care about China and the threat of China. It got brought up tangentially. Yeah.
Don, they got into that in the global warming thing. And Bloomberg was decent on that. I'm grading people, all the six candidates, and I gave Bloomberg a D, as in dumb. All right. You don't know how badly he hurt himself because he had some momentum based on his $200 million spending. That's done. All that $200 million is finished. He's got name recognition, but those clips are going to be on the internet forever, forever. And he can't answer the attacks against him. And that in America, people go, oh, the guy, a wuss. I mean, well, what's the matter with him? Stick up for yourself. He couldn't. He couldn't stick up for himself, even when they attacked him on his money. You have $60 billion. Yes, I worked hard for it. No. No, that's not what you do. All right? That's not what you do. You look at him and you go, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. I succeeded. There's no disgrace in succeeding in this country. What's the matter with you?
Particularly when he's given so much away, and he kept it for one reason or another, but he gives away billions of dollars.
Yeah, but I don't think the basic theme is that Bloomberg is an oligarch. Oh, isn't that right. A nice word? They don't even know what an oligarch is up there. You know, it's interesting because I love my country. And I'm not an ideologue. I'm not a Republican. I'm a registered independent. I vote for the best problem solver. But I have never in my 45 years in journalism seen such blatant dishonesty from politicians enabled by the media as we have now. And it cuts, you know, did you hear one person on the NBC crew say, you know, the economy's pretty good. What are you talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was that ever said?
No.
You would think we were living in a dust bowl here.
And that's where Bloomberg's opportunity was, I think, to make that point. Bill, tell us.
But then if he did that, then he would have to be praising Trump.
Yeah. Upcoming.
It was up to the moderators to bring it up, and they, of course, they didn't bring it up because they're rooting for the Democrats.
Absolutely. Upcoming book out in May. How's that going?
Yeah, you know, it's just we're just launching it, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. And this is a book that it's the ninth of the Killing series. And I think two people now who have read it said it's the best. Now, I don't know. You know, they're all kind of like my kids. But, boy, it's something. And you'll learn something on every page, and you're not going to be able to go to sleep. It's the usual thing we do with the Killing books.
I think my vote now, and you know what an aficionado I am, the Reagan book is, because that was a very, very tough thing and fair and balanced. It reflects you, the Reagan book, as much as and not more than anything you've done, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Dom. And, you know, your opinion means something because you actually read the books, and you're one of the few radio broadcasters who actually can read.
right.
That was a jest. I'm just jesting.
Media Matters is listening, yes. Where do we find all things? Where do we find all things Bill O'Reilly?
BillO'Reilly.com, very hot show. You know, I hope people consider signing up. You're wasting your time watching cable news these days. You're wasting hours and hours and hours of your life. I give you 35 minutes a night, and you got it. And it's honest, and we have great guests, and it's, I think, the most successful podcast in the country right now as far as revenue is concerned and all that. So I hope people go to BillO'Reilly.com and give it a look, but it will make your life better if you're interested in your country.
Very well put, Bill. It's an honor to have you this early in the morning. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Dom. See you soon. Bye.
All right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.